The 4th Annual Women's March is happening this Saturday in downtown Santa Rosa's Old Courthouse Square. Organizers estimate between 3,000 and 5,000 people will attend the event. KRCB's Adia White spoke with lead organizer Leslie Graves to find out what issues will define this year's march.
2020 is not only an election year for both the presidential race as well as local races and state ballot measures, but we also have the celebration of the centennial of the 19th Amendment and women's right to vote. So we are taking a look back at history as well as propelling ourselves forward on many of the issues that concern women across the board.
And what other issues is 2020 going to bring up for women?
Well, women have seen a great many issues in regards to climate change and how that affects us as not only women, but all of society. We also have childcare issues. We have issues around equal pay. The Equal Rights Amendment is still not been voted in. We're looking forward to Virginia's vote on that. So we're looking at teachers up on stage. We're looking at youth up on stage. We have Jacqueline Okunia, who recently was going for the seat on the city council and was passed over, as well as another candidate, and a candidate was chosen for that position and it was a male. So that is definitely something that we want to address up on stage.
For those that don't know, the two female candidates were tied because they weren't able to break that stalemate. They picked their third choice, who was a man. Interesting selection process.
It's hard to relate to, not only as a woman, but as a citizen. And we see a lot of people speaking up about that. So we want to address that issue. And I'm sure Jacqueline will have a few words to talk about that.
Where are we now? How is the Women's March still relevant?
Well, the Women's March, I believe, we want to look back not just to that fourth to the year of 2017 and the beginning of Women's March here in our modern times, but it's relevant all the way back past 100 years ago. The very first Women's March happened in Washington, D.C. in 1913. It had 8,000 people marching on the streets of Washington, D.C. for women's enfranchisement, for suffrage, for universal enfranchisement. Unfortunately, the relativity is that we're still marching for that we still want equal representation.
And how are you making sure that the Santa Rosa March feels inclusive for everyone?
It is a continuum. That continuum involves not only the marches that has happened since 2017, so 2017, 18, and 19, going into 2020, but also all of the organizations that represent very many of the people within our community. And funny thing that you asked this, I do get asked about, what about conservative women? We do have women with opposing points of view. They will be there with their flags. They will be there opposing points of view that are up on stage. And we welcome them to come. We rise together. And when we rise together, that means whether your voice is similar to ours or your voice is opposing to ours. We want all of us to have all of the rights that we are entitled to.
That was Santa Rosa Women's March organizer Leslie Graves speaking with KRCB's Adia White. You can hear their entire conversation at norcalpublicmedia.org.